back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to stay in mid-Michigan right now, spend a little time with actually one of our favorite people, Bo Garcia. He is the Dean of Community Education and Workforce Development at Lansing Community College. And of course, under that umbrella are 8 million things. Welcome as always, but let's talk today about the BCI because that's the Business Community Institute. That's our audience, Bo.
That's right. And from one dean to the other, Chris Holman, having been the dean of the Business and Community Institute years ago at LCC, he speaks with the voice of authority of understanding what the job is. And it's a fantastic job. The Business and Community Institute is the arm of the college that is charged with helping our regional workforce become more productive and aligned and efficient. And we do that by way of customized training that we deliver to dozens of regional employers every year. Last year, we trained about 4,000 in the areas of technical skills, information technology, finance, you name it.
Wow. Yeah, 4,000, that number is up. That's not a number I remember.
Yeah, we're coming out of the pandemic and it's coming on strong. And, you know, I think it's because we offer our training on site or at LCC or hybrid or in person or online. As I said, it's entirely customized. And we have about 95% customer satisfaction rating as well. So we work pretty hard here and do good work.
You do tremendous work, as a matter of fact. And it's a broad spectrum of things. They'll come in and design programs that the business wants. Like, let's do something on leadership in our mid-management. And you'll put together a program, get the instructor, they'll come in and do it, et cetera. I remember one year, we introduced Chevy's HHR. We did the kickoff for that. And it was a totally different program from what we were used to, but it went very successfully. So
you need to come back. You know this business all too well. To be way too bad fun.
I'm not so sure that you'd get consensus on that. Hey, we do want to thank you, of course, for sponsoring the recent Economic Forecast Breakfast. Tell me a little bit about that, because you were not only a sponsor, but you were in the audience. What did you think of it, and what did you take away from it?
You know, I absolutely, myself and my entire team, we really appreciated the expertise of the presenters. You know, they all brought a different perspective that provided a very holistic look at our regional economy and the variables and the drivers. And offered a lot of context. So I believe when Dr. Ballard spoke to the employment data, I think he said something that there's like 5 million more employees above the pre-pandemic peak. And I remember another data that was like unemployment rate has been below 4% for 23 consecutive months, which hasn't been achieved since 1966, 1970. I took a picture of that slide. As a matter of fact, it's right here because it was good stuff. It's so good that I was taking pictures. And of course, you provided all the slides afterwards. But it was so important that I was clicking pictures because it was a fantastic learning experience for me and my team.
Well, and I think what people don't realize is what really good shape we are, having gone through the pandemic and coming out. And the majority of businesses now say we're at pre-pandemic levels or above.
Absolutely.
So, you're right. Hearing all that stuff was great. All right, let's talk about 23. Any highlights from there?
You know, yeah, we had a real big year. As I mentioned, not only with the BCI, but our Small Business Development Center, they served about 2,500 clients. Our continuing education area served another 700 and 800. So about 7,000 individuals in the employed or self-employed area were served by our division. And it's a credit to the institution for putting together a portfolio of services that really works with our regional employers and entrepreneurs to stimulate our regional economy. So it was a broad array of new programs, new services, new locations, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So what about 24? What do you see coming up there? Do you have anything coming up here in the near future?
We do. Matter of fact, we have an advanced leadership training that starts next week. It's a 24-hour program targeting individuals who are looking to increase their skill sets that are in higher levels of leadership. You know, they can just call our number 483-9853 to learn more about it, but that's a good one. And then, you know, just a lot with Altium. They are a fantastic corporate partner. We will be taking on their entire training program, training all 1,700 individuals as they come online. real excited about that this year as well.
You know, I have to tell you, I was in a meeting this very morning with the president of another university and said, I don't know the institutions that teach leadership, because that's why we're in the circumstance we are right now. So plaudits for that. Bo Garcia, who is the Dean of Community Education and Workforce Development at Lansing Community College, thanks for the great job you do. Thanks for spending time with us, buddy.
Delighted. Thank you.
Always good to see you. You've been listening to this Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.